Thank you.
Just tell us a bit about, you know, your last year or so. It's been quite in and out of the team for reasons that are totally beyond your control. How frustrating has it been sitting on the sidelines, constantly being in and out and missing out on so much of action in the lead up to the World Cup?
Yeah, obviously pretty frustrating. I think I had a pretty good New Zealand series last year. And then going to the Big Bash and having an injury and missing the series back home after that. So it was a bit disappointing, something I can't control. At the end of the day, can't really control what I'm doing. But I just made sure once I was home now, just doing the basics, right, just getting myself ready for the World Cup. I think that's the bigger picture. So I just took a little bit of extra time now to get myself 200% ready for it. So I'm feeling really excited. I'm happy to be here and be part of a really good series.
You purposely signed out of the Pakistan tour last year. You've been with the WPL side but haven't really got any game time there. How much of a factor do you think all this missing out on crucial subcontinental game time is going to be for you? Or do you think it's not going to affect your preparation for the series and for the World Cup at all?
No, it's a bit of both. You always want to be playing, especially subcontinent, get you prepared for series coming up and a World Cup. But, you know, I do a lot of preparation. I had plenty of time to make sure I was doing the stuff off the field and, you know, in the nets, spending lots of time there because it was tough conditions. So I made sure that I did whatever I could do at that stage.
Hi, Chloe, welcome to India.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, actually, from what she was asking you about your WPL stints, even though there wasn't much game time, you still had a team that had the likes of Harman and Pooja, and a lot of them are people you're going to face over the next couple of days and in the World Cup as well. What has that experience been like for you? Have you been able to learn a lot about just their game, how they approach stuff? Is that intelligence you've been able to carry back? And just being with coaches in the WPL, right, you've got Charlotte, you've got Julian, has anything changed for you personally in your game? Could be technique, mentality, just how you approach a match before, a day before. Has anything changed for you from that experience?
Yeah, it's firstly been a really good experience working with world-class coaches like that. I used to play against Charlotte Evers and Goswami when I was younger. So, you know, to have them as coaches has been fantastic, you know. It's been not just Charlotte Edwards is here, has been a Southern Brave as well and in the Big Bash. So, you know, she's given me a lot of pointers. She's a really good coach. She's helped me a lot with my game on small technical things that I could be doing. So, which is really good. And, you know, being able to be part of the WPL has been really good. Unfortunately, haven't been able to play, but, you know, when you look at a team that we had, you know, we had world-class all-rounders that were playing, so completely understandable. So I had to make sure that I was 200% ready if I needed to play. But yeah, you learn a lot from Harman. You know, she's very cool and calm sometimes. but yeah, look, yeah, she's a very fiery character, and you always see her carrying a bat around and shadow batting wherever she does it. The way that she plays is fierce and fiery, and she leads from the front. So you pick up a lot of stuff when you play with players, but it's going to be really exciting to go against her.
Can I also? Yeah, so when So when we had the release from CSA, we saw Laura spoken about how she's happy to have someone as explosive as you coming back into the team. We've seen what you've done with the bat as well. Can you take us through what maybe your work with the new batting coach has been like? Because he's come, he had like a 20-minute chat with us the other day talking about the test match, and that gave us a lot of insight about how mental also his contributions could be, or the kind of conversations you all are having. What is that like personally for you? What have your preparations or what have your conversations been like with him?
I think more so just keeping it nice and simple, try to simplify it as much as we can. I feel like when I started batting, I became this explosive hitter, and you know, I used to come in at 3-4 overs, and I used to put so much pressure on myself to score runs in that time. And in thinking that and having all that pressure, I used to go out most of the time. But now it's just kind of simplifying it and looking at it as 18 balls and trying to stay there as long as I can. And whoever I'm batting with, looking at different options. So just keeping it nice and simple. I think sometimes we overcomplicate too much as a batter, and we don't look at it, the bigger picture. And then I'm sitting on the sideline, there's 2 overs to go, and 2 overs makes a big difference in the game. So, like I said, just keeping it nice and simple.
Thank you so much. Moving over to Zoom, thank you so much for your patience. Ongama, I see your hand is ready up. Please do go ahead.
Thanks, Lita. Hi, Chloe. So since that T20 World Cup final in New Orleans, the following 12 months you were very busy, and given that you had a break, despite it being forced due to injury, where do you feel you are, or where has that break, what has been the effect of it, like in terms of your mental readiness and your emotional readiness in terms of the importance of the series and the World Cup as well? How do you feel at the moment?
Yeah, it's a lot of mixed emotions. Obviously, you don't want to be missing out of a big series like this, especially it being a stepping block to the World Cup. But yeah, it was a bit of both. You know, I love watching cricket on TV, but I don't like watching the Proteas play. Get a little bit stressful and wishing that I could be part of it. But, you know, it was really good from a mental side. Once I switched off feeling all those emotions and just started digging deep on making sure that I was ready with my game. And yeah, just once I get back into the environment, what can I bring to the team and how can I contribute as much as I can leading up into a World Cup?
And just a last one from me, Lita.
Yes, please.
Obviously, this is a big series for us, Laura and Chloe. And I wonder what does the team think we need to nail in terms of this particular series, because it's our last series before the World Cup. What are we looking for? Where are we looking to polish? What are the specifics we need to take out of this series?
Yeah, look, I think we played a lot of good cricket in patches, but I think if we want to narrow it down as much as we can, we want to be more consistent. If you look all around, we've had really good stages of the game and then really not so good. So I think if we can narrow it down to being more consistent in all aspects of the game, whether it's batting, bowling and fielding, if we can just focus on that and making sure that we're doing the right things at the right stages. You know, there's key moments in the game where I felt that, you know, watching back from home, we could have stepped up a little bit more and we didn't. So, yeah, just trying to be nice and consistent and giving us good confidence after the series going into a World Cup.
Thank you so much, Songama. Morgan, please go ahead, sir.
So weird.
Thanks, Lita. Hi, I'm Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, I was actually wanting to ask you about the mental side of the thing. About, is it the closer you come to, not your due date, but data returning, does excitement start taking over? And then secondly, it must also be nice for you coming into the team where there has been some consistent performances with the bat, especially by a couple of players, Laura doing well, Sinead scoring at 100 the other day, Nadine playing a big knock. So that must also be quite nice to be able to walk into a setup like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was really good to watch, to see the character that they showed. I know the test match wasn't an easy one after day one, but if you look how the team went in day three and day four, was fantastic to watch. I think every single batter I looked at really had determination of trying to take it as far as they could. So, you know, it's fantastic to see. It's good to see that players hit some milestones, which takes a lot of confidence going into a T20 series. Yeah, and to your second question, yeah, I was really excited. I think once I knew it was coming through, yeah, the excitement really got to me. I was just trying to stay nice and calm, but yeah, I'm just really excited to be part of the team and try and contribute as much as I can while I'm here.
Thanks, Chloe. All the best.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Morgan. Pratamesh, please go ahead. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, Chloe. First of all, how excited are you to rejoin your teammates? And other thing is that, what role do you see yourself playing in the team, especially with the World Cup approaching? Are there any discussions around it in the team meetings? That is there any specific role that's been assigned to you?
Yeah, these are discussions we're still having, but if I can bat as much as I can while I'm out there, you know, just trying to take the game as deep as I can. I feel like I've learned so much about my game over the last couple of months, and I know the longer that I bat, the more of a chance we have of putting a big score up. So just making sure that I'm also staying nice and consistent with my batting and batting as deep as I can. And obviously with the ball, a lot has changed. I've been a lot more consistent with that ball, so I'm really happy that that's been going well. But just trying to do the same things that I've been doing. But yeah, just being in the team environment, come back, you know, it's like a second family to me. I've been playing for the last 13, 14 years of my career here. So to be with the team again has been fantastic. We've got a lot of youngsters coming in, so it's also nice to have them here. And and hopefully I can give them as much as information as I can. You know, we're all learning. I'm also still learning in the game, so hopefully they can learn as much as they can. But yeah, really excited to be here.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you. No worries. We've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
As hungry as you are to go out there. Just wanted to ask about the time off that you've had.
Yes.
You said that you worked on mining, you learned a bit more about your mining.
Yes.
And just besides that, even the rehab part, how was it in the last few months specifically working your way back to the squad from the back injury?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, it wasn't ideal to have an injury at that time. But, you know, we obviously had the discussions and, you know, we had the World Cup in mind. So just thought about taking extra time to narrow down everything I need to do and make sure that I am ready for it. So, you know, taking the extra time was really good for me. But, yeah, the rehab side and is not always the fun part. I don't think anyone likes to be injured because you work harder than anything else. But it was really good. I felt that I really got into a really good zone. I had really a lot of support around me, which is good. I think that helped me. And I just try to just take it one day at a time and make sure that once I get here, there's no issues. And I'm ready to hit the park. So, yeah.
I actually have a... I want to ask you about the emotional side of things a little bit, because you have had some time away and you've spoken about how you hate watching cricket, especially with your team out there. Just take me through that a little bit. And the other thing is, over the last 12 months, we've seen two South African teams go to a final and there's been heartbreak on both ends.
Yeah.
It's not for a lack of acumen or whatever, it's just that game just ends up not turning your way. Have you ever thought about that, especially last year when you guys were involved in a final? Has that ever come back to you at any point, given that you all are going into another World Cup in, say, a couple of months? And especially without people like, say, Shabnam, there are characters that are not going to be coming back anymore. So can you just take me through that part of it?
Yeah, a lot of emotions. I felt it watching the men's game. Know exactly how that feels. It's a tough pill to swallow. You never want to be on the other side of it. There's a lot of what-ifs. What can we do better? What can we do different? I still think back of the World Cup that we had in South Africa. And what else could we have done different? You know, we've had a semi-final against Australia that went down to single digits in 2020, with 3 runs or 4 runs. Fast forward again now into a final. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotions. At the end of the day, you got to look forward to what's next. You got to take those as learnings. I'm really got to narrow that down and make sure that, you know, once that's happened, you start thinking more positive now and thinking of the journey that you've had and how you got there. I try not to think about it too much. I try and think of the good times. just take all those positives and all those learnings that I took there. Just hopefully rectify them when we get to another final, hopefully really soon.